This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Colleen. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, darling. How can I help?
Okay, I am 48 years old. At 35, I just found out that I have dextrorotation to the right of the heart, 90 degrees. I'm incredibly healthy. I work out. I eat good. Now, is there anything that I should take as I age to keep those valves and everything clear and open, besides my fish oils and my other regimen that I'm following through your program?
Well, with the heart itself, I mean, has your cardiologist recommended anything to you at all outside of medication?
I refuse medication. My heart is healthy, incredibly healthy. I've had all kinds of tests. It's just 90 degrees rotated.
Sure, I understand. Did they want you to take medicine? What was their thought on it?
They wanted me to take stuff, and I said if I have a healthy heart, I'm not taking medicine. I also work in healthcare, and I know what I want to do. And I've been in the service. I'm very active. I have no problems. But I'm just wondering, as I age, what should I do? Increase something as far as the regimen you told me to follow, or what do you think?
Well, here's the thing. When it comes down to a regimen, you always, and this is just my adage with heart health, you always want to go with what your cardiologist says first, okay? And if you want to go with the natural methods, then you still need to let them know, you know, kind of the path that you're taking. I think it's smart, just at least they can document it in their files. I know you're in healthcare, and I know you understand how that works. I think it is important, though, and I think it's more of a respect issue, too. I know you're thinking, well, they need to respect your wishes not to do that. And yes, you're right. They do. So just in the middle of that, realize that that's important. All right. Now, having said that, there's several things that we know that's good for the heart, period. If you just want to talk about good, healthy heart and just from diet and exercise to supplementation, there's a lot of things that we know that are proven and evidence-based that are really good for the heart. Now, one, exercise. So 30 minutes a day, I think, from all the research I've done, if you can do 30 minutes a day, 4 to 5 days a week, then you're doing great. And do something you enjoy. It doesn't matter if it's riding a bike, walking, you know, whatever it might be. Okay. Now, as far as supplements go, CoQ10 has great research on it. Period. I mean, it is phenomenal. If you do fish oil, make sure you take the oil, not the gel caps. There are very few gel caps that have the quality where the fish oil has not been heated to put into the gel cap that would cause an issue with it breaking down and potentially turning rancid. All right. So that's one of the main issues. Now, the other with supplementation, vitamin E has some really good research, too. Now, people say that have mentioned that it's cardiotoxic, meaning heart toxic. It's really not. Vitamin E has great research on it. The research they've always done is between 400 IUs and 800 IUs a day. Now, provided you're not taking, you said you're not taking any medicine, so I'm assuming that You know, that's why talking to your cardiologist about them knowing the regimen is just good. They can put it in the chart. They know where you what you've been doing. They may not agree with it, but that's okay. You know, it's your body, your decision. And it's okay for you to tell them how you want to do things based on your own choices. It's okay. But they need to know so they can file it, and at least they know what you've been doing. So when you come in 2 years from now or a year from now for a checkup, at least they're up to speed on what you've been doing. All right. So CoQ10, really good. The fish oils are very, very good. And vitamin E. Now, the B vitamins, let's talk about that for a moment, because I'm a big fan of doing everything you can to get the nutrients that you need out of your food. That is a big, big deal for me. Knowing that you want to get it out of your food, I mean, that's the key. So you have to plan very well. You know, it sounds like you're already in that phase where you're planning very well, eating very well. So that's a good thing. But to make sure that you're getting that every single day, I mean, all your different servings of fruits and vegetables, that matters. Planning it out, all the dark leafy greens, that matters. All your different colored vegetables matters. Even eating, now if you're not a much of a red meat person, I am. I think that organic, grass-fed, hormone-free beef, lean cuts of it can be very healthy for you. It contains a lot of vitamins and minerals and nutrients in there that are essential, I think, for great health and great red blood cell count and the whole nine yards along with vegetables. So you'll see that in my diet, the anti-inflammatory diet that I am a big fan of, the one's in my book. So in the middle of that, for heart health, along with exercise and along with the supplementation and along with a healthy diet, stress reduction, it's a big one. And we just talked about meditation a minute ago, and it's so important to make sure that you rest. And not only just getting rest at night when you sleep, when it's time to go to bed, but, you know, taking that day a week that I'm a big fan of, that there's a book that's really old, maybe about 2,000 years old, that says the rest one day a week. And that's a real big issue for heart health. If you want to go everything natural way and go that route, that's as important as anything else. It really is for overall health. And I'll tell you, another one is rebounding. That's one that we don't ever want to leave off. So when you get in your exercise mode, that 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, whatever you decide to do, rebounding, jumping on a mini trampoline is phenomenal. Not just for blood pressure, but for overall heart health. The pumping mechanism that it has is just phenomenal at actually helping with blood pressure related issues. So hope all that helps. And just know this, you know, with a rotated heart, yeah, I mean, technically, I'm sure your physicians wanted to give you something to at least feel like they're managing your condition. But with the rotation of the heart, just protecting the vessels and just good overall general health is going to be your best bet. 888-283-7272. All these little truths that we hear that we think are ridiculous. You know, you are what you think about. It's true. Whatever you think about all day long is what you will become. And you will become in the next 5 years. The books that you read and the people you hang out with, that's who you will be. So watch who you hang out with. Watch the books you read, because that is going to determine the kind of person you're going to be. If you don't like who you are, change who you hang out with. Change the items that you read. You'll change who you are. Change the way you think. You will change the way you live. It's a natural flow of life. It's true. But you have to be very intentional about it. It's interesting how life changes. You know, the paycheck can be dangerous. Payday can be life-threatening, according to a new study. And a U.S. researcher looked at four major demographic groups: the military personnel, people receiving tax rebate checks, seniors on Social Security, and recipients of the permanent fund dividends, such as in Alaska. The largest increases occurred deaths by substance abuse, external causes, and heart attacks. After getting paid, people are just more active. They go out to dinner, head to the store, drive more, etc. Some of the behavior can naturally increase the risk for heart attacks. So watch out for payday. You never know what can happen. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. If you haven't signed up for Facebook or Twitter, you ought to do that. Stay in touch with everything we have going on, and it's a great way to stay in touch during the day. If you have questions about your health and need to reach out to us, we'll be able to get answers to you that way as well. Plus, it's great to be a part of the discussion that we have each and every day. Let's go and kick it off with Lori. Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Doing well, darling.
I have a couple of questions. One of them is regarding tachycardia. My uncle is in his 60s, and apparently he's been to a cardiologist over the last few months, and when I talked to him last, he said that all of his tests are coming back negative. Tachycardia seems to be occurring mostly at night, and from the information I got, he said his heart rate's 160 to 200, and it lasts for a few hours.
Okay. And it's been going on for how long?
You know, I think for several months. I know he has a history of being a type 2 diabetic, and I believe he also has some hypertension and is taking some medicine for that.
Right. Okay. Well, it's one of those issues where, you know, if I knew all of the pieces of the puzzle, it would be helpful. Do you know if they've checked his thyroid out?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's one big cause that can cause tachycardia, especially if the EKG tends to be normal for the most part. And then if all the other tests are normal and everybody scratching their head, I'm assuming they checked his thyroid. Surely they did. The other one is it happens when he lays down at night. That's when it kicks in.
He said the evening, the nighttime, the evening time is when he notices it, yep.
Does he, what is his age, 60?
He's over 60.
Over 60. And is this, how's his stress levels been in the last 6 months?
I don't think it's changed. He's been retired for several years, so he has kind of a cush lifestyle as far as, like, not having to work and things like that.
But what did he do before?
I believe he worked for the airlines. He was some sort of mechanic.
Did he enjoy what he did?
Oh, yeah, I think he did. But I think he did have a high-stress life at that time.
Yeah, but did he enjoy the work? Like, was it something he complained about, or was he excited about it? He enjoyed what he did?
I believe he enjoyed it because he retired from that job. That's the only job he did.
Okay. You know, something that happens to guys, I mean, again, this could be, there's three sides to our health. There's the mental side, which is our mind, our emotions, the subconscious mind. You have the chemical side, which is, it can be nutritional deficiencies, it can be toxicity. There's a lot of issues that can be on the chemical side of things and the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves. So you've got all three sides to our health. It's kind of a complete picture. And we always want to look at the chemical side. What's breaking down? What body part's not working right? Is there a deficiency? What supplement do you take? But the reality is, in this kind of situation, it can be a couple of things. Now, typically when, let's say all the tests are clear, they're all normal, and everybody's scratching their head. Okay, let's just say for the sake of the story, and that's kind of what's happened, but let's say that's exactly what's going on. All right? Well, in that kind of situation, you've got to start thinking, okay, what else in the body could make the heart go tachycardic, could make the heart rate go up? Well, one of the big things is that when you change the position, going from standing up to lying down, and the heart rate increases, it usually is a determination of adrenal fatigue. The adrenals are your adrenal glands or the body's stress glands. It's on top of the kidneys. And when they get worn out, they can get worn out by a multitude of ways. They can get worn out just by stress, emotional stress, physical stress, whatever it might be. There's a lot of different stressors that can typically do that, can wear them out. And when he goes from standing up to lying down, if his heart rate goes up, all the other tests are negative, it could be adrenal fatigue. Now, you're thinking, well, why? How is that even possible when the guy's got a cush lifestyle, he's retired, and he's just hanging out? Well, here's the deal. Unfortunately, men derive a lot of who they are by the work that they do. And that's great if he did this job for 30 years, but now he's retired, and financially he's okay, but mentally he might not be okay. Because although it's nice to take a break for a little while if you've been busting your can, at the end of the day, a man wants to feel like he has purpose, especially if he's a hard worker, if he's got good work ethic. I mean, some guys are just lazy and they don't want to do anything. I don't know what to do with all that. I don't even understand that mindset. I have a hard time with that. But then there's guys that get up and they just run hard all day, and they've just got an intense drive to make a difference and to have an impact in life, regardless of what that is for them. Whatever their gifts and talents and abilities are, they want to do their best. And they want to serve, and they want to leave a legacy of something of themselves here on this earth when they leave, to their kids and their grandkids. And I think that when a man retires, something happens. And it's kind of like you work hard and, you know, then all of a sudden you retire and you're like, is this all there is? I'm just going to like fade out. And the stress of that could be causing some of these issues. And they could be subconscious. He'd probably tell you, I'm fine. I don't know what's going on. He's probably, you know, if he's got that kind of mentality. But the reality is, you know, a lot of men go through this. And that could be his body's way of adapting or, you know, trying to cope with the stress of not working and not being at the pace that he used to be at. So it's something to consider for sure. And I mean, I wouldn't even ask him those questions, you know, without him getting defensive, and actually see if you can dig in there a little bit, see if you can figure out exactly what's going on, and kind of, you know, find that place where he's at. And again, adrenal fatigue, if it is in that category, and it could be adrenal fatigue driven by the emotions, and if it is, there's a lot of things supplementally you can do from, you know, eating better. You avoid red meat, red wine, processed foods. That can increase and strengthen the adrenal glands. Salt intake, provided he doesn't have high blood pressure, can actually really help rebuild the adrenals. People that crave salt are in adrenal fatigue for the most part. And, you know, there's several supplements, phosphatidylserine, green tea. There's a lot of great healthy foods that can rebuild the adrenals, vitamin B5, vitamin C. There's a lot of great things you can look into. But at the end of the day, I think you have to get to the root of what's going on. See, when all the medical tests say negative, that's when the common sense meter needs to kick in and need to start looking at some of the mental type of issues. Tackle those and watch what happens with his health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and that's as a form of safety, in a way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. a normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank. They get interest on their money.
The president also talks about the government shutdown.
I'd rather not be doing shutdowns. I've been at the White House, and I love the White House, but I wasn't able to be with my family. I thought it would be wrong for me to be with my family. I just didn't want to go down and be there when other people are hurting.
And the Mega Millions jackpot on this Christmas Day is at just over $320 million. Merry Christmas from USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You've got questions, we've got answers. We want to help you any way that you need help. And so remember that. And if you've got friends, you've got family members, you've got coworkers, you've got loved ones, and you want to empower their health, you want to figure out a way to be able to take them from where they are to where they need to be. And send me an email. You want me to make it part of the show? I will. If you want me to answer it in private, we will. Whatever we need to do to help you be a better you so that you can be better for others, to help them. That's what this is all about. It's about people helping others. And you don't have to be a doctor to help others. You just need the information and the care and the concern to be able to provide that information and empower them. That's what it's about. All right, mammograms, big topic. And so many people, they wonder, well, they cause more harm than really the benefit for the screenings and doctors, do they overdo them? Well, there's a study out, and again, it's one of the longest running breast cancer screening studies. And breast cancer obviously is one of the top leading health challenges that we have among women. And they did a breast cancer screening study. It was the largest one ever conducted. Regular mammograms prevent deaths from breast cancer. And the number of lives saved increased over time. An international research team said on Tuesday, a study of 130,000 women in two communities in Sweden showed a 30% fewer women in the screening group died of breast cancer. And this effect persisted year after year. So now, 29 years after the study began, the researchers found that the number of women saved from breast cancer goes up with each year of screening. And we found that the longer we look, the more lives are saved. Professor Stephen Duffy of the Queen Mary University of London, whose study was published in the Journal of Radiology, said in a statement, he said that Elizabeth Breast Care Center in Rochester, New York, there was a Dr. Dotantis, and he was not involved in the study, but the radiologists were, and they concurred with the Swedish study, saying that it's even more benefit than we understood in the beginning. So what do you need to do? Well, here's the deal. With mammograms, obviously you need to have them. I think so. And there's a lot of natural guys out there and gals that will, they're probably just saying, you've got to be crazy. But I've seen too much. I've worked with physicians that do this for a living. I've seen the results. Do I think they're overdone at times? Yes. Do I think breast thermography can be beneficial? There's some controversy on that. There's some challenging research on it. Can they be good? Yes. Can they be invalid and have you looking at things that aren't even cancer? Yes. But so can mammograms. So the mammogram is the standard right now, and that's what, you know, obviously the gold standard for screening purposes. And thermography, if you're wanting more of a natural alternative approach, you can go that route, no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, I mean, breast cancer is nothing to play around with, and early detection, just like anything else, is the key, and they are catching it early. It is amazing. I have worked with some of the breast centers in the country and seen how their team works in the team approach, from the radiologist to the oncologist to the breast surgeons, and it is phenomenal how it works, and it's saving lives. And so I am a fan of the screenings, and I don't think it's wasted. I'm a fan of testing. And people say, well, what about the radiation, and what about, you know, causing cancer, and what about the biopsies? And that's a whole different animal. There's different ways to biopsy, and there's different ways of doing that. And, you know, again, that comes down to personal decision and personal choice. So one oncologist will say cancer cells don't spread. Another one says we don't really know. So it just depends on who you're talking with and how adamant they are about the studies that they've read and the studies they've been a part of. So, again, it is a personal decision, personal choice. But just know that they've done a pretty big study in Sweden, and it definitely brought larger percentages. I know that there are some docs that don't agree with that. I'm kind of in the middle on that because I've seen research for both. But in this one, it shows strong percentages toward what's leading to catching it early, which is a big, big key. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Clarence. Hi, Clarence.
Yes, how you doing, Doc?
Living well. What's up?
I have a question about eczema.
Okay.
Okay, it didn't come on to me later on in life, you know, after I turned 35. And I've just spent a tour in Iraq. Came back, when I was over there, everything was fine, you know, but I came back, got to the States in Savannah, Georgia. And it seems like my skin is dry, even though it's in a humid atmosphere, but I'm trying to find out if there's something you can take internally to reduce the inflammation or the dryness. Because after you take a shower, so maybe about 3 minutes later, you're really dry. I put some emollients on, and, you know, it's like absorbs it like a sponge. And then, you know, I'm like dry again. And, you know, the flaking and what have you.
Can be quite a bit. Yeah, well, skin conditions are always inside out, not outside in. So to be concerned about what you're putting on the outside of your skin, there's nothing wrong with taking care of your skin that way. You have to look at what's not happening on the inside that's causing it to be so dry, and that's also causing it maybe to have you know, some more of the eczema type symptoms to it. So what have you changed? So you've just gotten back from a tour. By the way, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean that, too. I just talked with a guy today who is my neighbor, and he's very bitter. And he toured Vietnam twice, and just a great man in the Navy, and he's an older guy, and he just sits around. I'll sit with him, and he just tells story after story, but he's real bitter, and he just feels like no one cared. You know, back in that time, it's when they were burning flags, and there's a lot of negative going on, and it just really breaks my heart. And I was just really challenging him. I was like, you know, not everybody feels that way. I mean, there's people like me. I wasn't even born during that. I was barely born when that was going on. And, you know, I'm grateful. So I never come across, whether it's an airplane, airport, wherever I am, somebody that's served that I don't say thank you, because it means the world to me and my family. So the bottom line is, for your health, is this. Make sure when you've got skin conditions that you're taking some kind of omega-3 fatty acid. Okay, like a cod liver oil is one of the best fish oils you can take. And you don't want to do the gel caps, because it takes like 14 gel caps to get one tablespoon. So you'll be taking a bunch of those, and the quality's not that good. So the oil itself will make a big difference. If you take a couple tablespoons a day of that for about a month, you'll notice a big difference with your skin. Big difference. I mean, night and day. It'll happen in 3 or 4 days. And that's typically what's on the bottle as far as directions go. For adults, a tablespoon a day is pretty normal. But if you're having a lot of symptoms, then, you know, fish oil is pretty resilient. It's got vitamin A, vitamin D in it. But again, you'd have to take a ton for you to, you know, take too much of it, so to speak. Now, real quick, are you allergic to anything?
No, not that. Well, I'm allergic to quite a few. It's like 88, I think, different grasses and what have you. Because I went to an allergist in Savannah. And he just punched my back with so many different things. And he said, I have no food allergies. I turned around, my back just flared up. And I was like, what is that? Then dust mites was also, he said.
Yeah.
But my back was just like lit up. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Come on, man. Give me something for this.
Do you eat a lot of dairy products? Like milk, yogurt, cheese?
Well, not much. I kind of thought that at one time I would eat bran cereal. I thought I'd get carried away sometimes with Cheerios, and I would think, hey, it would cross my mind, hey, maybe you think you had too much milk, you know, two bowls of cereal, what have you, now in the morning running, getting out of, you know, the exercise and all.
Right.
But I that may have affected me at one time. It crossed my mind about the dairy products.
Well, the dairy products like milk, cheese, and yogurt, and then also any kind of flour-based foods like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those sorts of things. When you have a skin condition, gluten, which is a protein that's found in all the grains, like the bran cereal that you're talking about, the gluten that is in there can flare up and cause skin reactions like you're experiencing. It can cause dryness. It can cause itching. It can cause little bumps to form like dermatitis. So a lot of times eliminating certain foods can make a big difference in the way that our body reacts in certain ways. So it could be a deficiency, or it could be a food allergy, or it could be some type of food sensitivity that you're having that could be causing some of these issues. So 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Okay, well, I've got a huge panel of symptoms that I'm hoping that you can help put all together for me. And
okay.
We'll just, I guess, tackle one by one. I went through a divorce about 3 years ago.
Okay.
3 months after he left, I stopped having periods. Okay, I'm 36.
Okay.
So I was 34 at the time. And then other symptoms that I've been experiencing, just general fatigue. I'm just not my energetic, peppy self. I'm usually pretty peppy. And I was getting these little open sores just inside of my nostrils. They would flare up, and then they'd go away, and then another one would come, and they just keep coming and going.
Okay.
As far as the fatigue, you just feel almost like a 900-pound weight behind you, and you're just dragging it through the day.
And you just can't get it off of you. I understand. Let's do this. We got to go into a commercial break. So hang tight, Aaron. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all these symptoms that are making you feel fatigued and what we can do to tackle it.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They came did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Lines are open 888-283-7272, or you can check us out on the web. Going to the break, talking with Aaron. Aaron's been going through some challenges, as we like to say. Divorced. Also going through extreme fatigue, even had open sores in your nostrils, and stopped having periods for a period of time. You're only 36 years young, right? So you've got a lot going on, and we need to kind of connect the dots. So why don't you keep going from where you left off?
Okay. Also, struggle a lot with severe constipation, but that's been an issue since from what my mom said the day I was born, and I found some supplements that help so that I can get somewhat regular, but it's not real consistent results. And, of course, I'm having trouble sleeping every now and again, and obviously the days that I don't get to sleep, I feel worse, and there's that 900-pound weight again. So there's a pretty good panel of symptoms there. As far as what I'm doing to help myself, I've taken a lot of supplements to try to help the mood and the irritability that kind of comes with the fatigue, and I've, you know, obviously a multivitamin. I do take the foundational four, plus I've added some other things. I thought maybe I was anemic, so I added iron. And most everything I take is a whole food supplement.
Okay. Well, have you had tests done? Have you had blood work done? Have they checked your thyroid? Have they checked, I mean, what have they checked or have they not checked? Where do things land, say, with your visits to your doctor?
Okay, when I stopped having periods, I went to get my to my gynecologist to get tested to figure out what was going on. She put me on a round of progesterone, a 10-day course, and that didn't do anything. So then I went back and then got a blood test. Results came back, everything was normal.
Everything was normal, meaning she checked all your hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. She checked iron, she checked B12, she checked everything.
As far as I know, I don't know specifically what she checked because I just told her what was going on and then she ordered the test from there, and I don't know specifically what she ordered.
Okay, but she just said, everything looks normal, I have no idea.
Right.
Kind of.
And then I went to another gynecologist, and I got the same thing, normal test results, and said that it was probably just stress-related.
Hmm.
But now this is going on, you know, almost 3 years later.
You got divorced when?
I got divorced. The divorce was final 2 years ago. He left 6 months before that, so 2.5 years he was gone.
She started feeling bad 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, and a little bit before that, and I'd say that was probably due to stress because of...
You knew things were falling apart?
Yeah, I recognized my marriage was falling apart and started feeling bad at that point, I think.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
No, no children.
No kids. You know, divorce is just, it's brutal. It's one of the toughest things for anybody to go through, and... the emotional stress that it puts on someone, even at the subconscious level, where you don't even know it. I mean, you can't even recognize what it's doing to you.
Right.
It's
pretty substantial. I mean, I would say if you feel like there's a 900-pound weight on you and you feel like that, I mean, the whole constipation thing, we can deal with that. But if you feel fatigued all the time, have you done any antidepressants? Have you gone that route with your doctors at all?
I did years ago, and then I just got off of them because I had done some research and reading and side effects, and then I just decided it wasn't the best choice for me.
So. Which one did you take?
I was on Wellbutrin.
Okay.
And before that, they had put me on Lexapro, Prozac. I tried a couple different ones that weren't very effective.
Which one was the most effective?
The Wellbutrin.
Okay. So your dopamine was low. That's what Wellbutrin does. It works on dopamine. Okay. That's good. That's really good information, by the way. All right, here's the deal. If you're feeling like you've got all this weight on you, you're constipated, your energy levels are low, definitely is brain chemistry, okay? But it could be thyroid. It could be thyroid being in an autoimmune state. That's a possibility. So no one's checked that. I would ask them to check TPO. Just remember those three letters. TPO. And you have your doctor check that. That's a hidden underlying chronic fatigue factor that sometimes is overlooked. A lot of docs won't look for it. And so that's a real key. I would look for anemias. I would look for a vitamin D deficiency. That's a big one. Have you had that checked, vitamin D?
I don't know if she checked it, but I do take vitamin D supplement every day.
Yeah, I would get that checked because if it's low, and see, the low end of the range is about 30. So you always want the numbers to be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. That's the key for vitamin D, and it really plays a big role in brain chemistry. Have you done anything, just curious, have you done anything to get past the divorce?
Yes, I've been in biblical counseling for the past year.
Okay.
And before that, I was doing just a lot of kind of reading in Christian books based on the Bible to try to counsel myself. Then I started talking to somebody.
I think that's awesome. And I think that is going to be a big road to healing for you because it really is one of the greatest challenges to walk through. So let me throw some things at you. Do some research on this, okay? Brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, that's the link. And dopamine sounds like it's the one. I agree with you not wanting to be on the medications for a long period of time. I totally get that. Dopamine, though, here's some real good foods that can help with dopamine. There's good research behind it. Meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. Those foods right there, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate, very good. Caffeine lowers dopamine, so you want to make sure you consider staying away from foods high in caffeine or drinks as well. And glutathione, tyrosine, vitamin B6, and N-acetylcysteine are all very good, too, at supporting healthy dopamine levels. So I hope that helps. Stay in touch. You can always send me an email.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.